Steven to find his new mechanics relatively quickly there?
You know, whether it was Ray's mound visit or combination of Steven settling in or settling down, things got better as he went on, for sure.
You've gotten 8 looks at Francisco Liriano, all good, but the one in Tampa with a lot of walks. Just how do you think he's kind of rounding into form here this spring in that bullpen role?
I think he's making progress. I think he's never going to not be prepared, not be focused, and not be ready. So it's pitching. It's not something that he's got, you know, 5 years of experience doing. So I think it's still a mindset with him. He wants to pitch. He wants to take the ball, and he's going to be ready. I do think that we showed him something after that game in Tampa that was beneficial and could be beneficial even for him moving forward. Better command again today. So it's just always tough, too, when you follow the performance of Vasquez and Keeler when they were both so efficient like that. Anything less than that, you're kind of going, hey, wait a minute, that guy's whatever. Francisco was fine. Vasquez was filthy, and Keone was really good.
Yeah, what a 1-88 was pretty dramatic.
Yeah. And then the mix. I mean, he's still throwing other pitches. And then he threw the ambush, slide step, changeup, which you don't see very often, the combination of the degree of difficulty is about 10. Yeah. And he pulled it off like he's been working on it. I'm sure he has.
What are your impressions offensively of the spring Adams had, Frazier?
I think he's been solid. He's always shown the ability to stay in on left-handed pitching, so that's been one of his strengths. The swing's been crisp for the most part. It's been directional. Balls have been hit from line to line. There's been some pull power, so there's been some walks, some looks. It's been good.
I like the idea of penciling him into that leadoff spot and just leaving it instead of having to worry about right-handed, left-handed platoon matchups and everything like that?
I'm not going to get led into any answers right now here while we're still in spring training. We've got some good options. Adam's definitely the guy we've gone to a lot. How much he plays, time will tell. We've got a kind of mindset going in. We'll have communication on when he needs a rest and how he needs a rest and where we go from there. And we'll see how our bench ends up looking on when he gets a day, when he's best served to get a day. But I like him at the top when he's out on the field, there's no doubt.
Are you leading any particular way, four-man bench, five-man bench to start the year?
I would let you know that I would be telling you if I was leaning, and I don't want you to know if I'm leaning. That's why I'm standing with both feet on the ground right now. I'm not leaning.
Along the same line, what do you think of the competition that you've had at the fifth starter position this spring?
I think every man has gone in focused and wanting to do their best and put their best efforts out there every time they've touched the ball. It's gone better at times than other times for some of them. However, their intent, the focus has been good. The execution is always going to be what separates people. Consistency is what you hope to get and what you want to get. So I like the fact that everybody's gone out and they've got ample opportunity. So we're coming closer and closer to decision-making time, and we'll have a decision when we need to make one.
When we spoke to Neil yesterday, he said that Gong and Gonzalez were going to be probably the strongest left side of the infield as of right now. When you see Gong make that play in the ninth, is that going to reinforce that for you guys?
I don't know if that particular play reinforced. I think you've watched him play enough this spring the way he's moving around. I think there's a question of, can he continue to move around like that all year? That's what's going to be interesting. It'll be fun to watch. Gonzalez, again, you got to see him be athletic. We'll see how it plays out. Those are our feelings. Those are the decisions that we made right now. These guys are going to get every opportunity to go out there and carry the first opportunity. And they're not going to have to look over their shoulder because it's not going to be a few bad games or something doesn't work that they're going to get yanked back. So they can go out there and play with some confidence and show the abilities. And we're very confident in the fact that defensively they both can go left, they both can go right, and they both can make plays.
Was putting a Vasquez in the middle of the fourth there, was that by design or just what happened?
No, it was by design. We were either going to go one inning, one out and two outs on the backside, or two outs and one out. And then after the first out, he said, I want the inning. So
it looked really worse for the wear going back.
And we're going to look for different opportunities as you go in, because, you know, when you can present them with an opportunity to pitch with a runner on base rather than the first time, like we did with Hartley, bases loaded, no outs. You know, we're trying to stay away from that in the season, but it very well could happen to somebody.
I know it's spring training, but he's looked awfully sharp this spring.
Vasquez? Yeah. Yeah, he this is as sharp as I've ever seen any reliever, and I don't know what that means going into the season. However, all the things that we challenged him with walking out the door, he's answered. And he's shown his teammates the work and other people within the organization. He's focused and he's fired up and ready to go.
Gray disobey orders and keep working with
him? He has. And I told him there's still ample opportunity for him to work with some of the other guys, jokingly. And he just kind of laughs and said, sure.
So, how big of a tool is that mound visit tool in Ray's tool belt? That's a lot of tools.
That is. There. You know, I'll just leave that alone. Ray has the ability to go where he needs to go on those mound visits. Sometimes it's informational. Sometimes it's strategic. Sometimes it's something so off the wall that I think it just gets him to a good place. But it's always going to be encouragement. And sometimes it's that ability to verbally pat a guy on the back or smack him on the backside. There's a 3-foot difference. Both are appropriate, and timing makes it all work.
Steven pulled back the curtain on that one for us when we asked him about it. There was a stick of something involved, some singing.
Goes where he needs to go, like I said.
Has there been a time when you wanted to pull back a pitching coach and you can tell by the look on his face that he doesn't go out there and it was going to be maybe really, really unpleasant?
I haven't. And I think more often than not, Ray has such a good relationship with the guys that he can't always be the good cop with anybody. Everybody's got to have another side to him, I believe. To communicate from time to time. And sometimes he's encouraged to go out there with a different approach. He has a very good touch and feel of what he needs to do and when he needs to do it. And we pretty much let Ray draw things up as he goes along. He does a real good job with it.